B-Pod Studios.
Ahoy.
Hey, boys.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's a queer voice from the past. It's Joffrey. What the hell do you want?
I just wanted to say hey.
I thought, you know, we drove you out a long time ago.
Well, guess what, girlfriend? I'm back.
You're not. Are you living in... Jeez. Nobody's girlfriend. Are you living in Fort Myers again?
Hell no. I've never lived in Fort Myers.
Where did you live?
Naples.
All right. So you moved back to Southwest Florida again? See, I've never had any kind of contact with him in any way, shape, or form. I didn't know it was Naples he lived in. I thought it was Fort Myers. Do you live in an apartment now in Naples? Because you had a beautiful home and all that, and you left. What, do you live in a condo, apartment? Did you buy a new house? You know, with all these New Yorkers moving down here, housing prices have gone through the roof.
Yeah, that's why I was gone for a while. My daddy rented out my condo.
So the condo's open now and you moved back?
Uh-huh.
All right, so you're back in Florida.
And it's really odd because it's like coming home, but it's not because it doesn't smell of dog anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, how did those dogs die? It was old age, right?
Oh, you're talking about Princess and Pepper, my babies. No, I made the mistake of trying to replace them multiple times, but those dogs didn't act right.
Oh, and what were their names?
I gave them names, but they didn't mean anything. I don't even remember what they were.
Uh-huh.
I tried calling them Princess and Pepper, but they wouldn't act right, and it made me angry.
Yeah. And you did the humane thing and put them to sleep. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. I haven't talked to you in so long, and there's so many questions that have been, not really, going through my head, wanting to know what became of you.
Well, I was just... so happy to get back to Florida.
Yeah.
And, you know, things have changed so much.
Mm.
And I decided I am going to take advantage of the freedom because I have not been allowed to go anywhere or do anything for quite some time. And so last night I said, you know what, Jeff, it's time to pick yourself up, dust yourself off, put on your silk shirt, and go to town.
Yeah. Did you have a date?
No. I was on the prowl.
Yeah. Yeah. And did you find him?
Yes. I went to the newest hot spot.
Oh, you did? What's that?
Have you heard of it? It's called Aquarium.
No, I have not heard of Aquarium. It's hottest night spot down here, huh? Aquarium.
Yeah. I think it used to be a seafood restaurant where they had a wall that surrounded it that was with fish and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But the new guy turned it into a club, and you have mermaids wait on you.
Right on. How do they walk around?
They don't. They have mermaid tails and they swim around the periphery.
They swim? What, do they got water all around and they swim in the water going up to your table?
Yeah, he built a platform so that the bar now is up at the lip of the aquarium where it used to be for maintenance.
It's almost like the mermaid's going around like a moat.
Yeah. And, you know, I loosened up. I had a couple of shots, and I was chatting with the waitress, and I said, wow, what's that like?
Uh-huh.
And she says, well, you know, the tail kind of itches, but the worst is when one of the little tiny fish get inside her little bikini top, and they start munching on her.
What little tiny fish? They're swimming around as mermaids with little fish swimming around there, too?
Oh, yeah. It's the full experience.
It's going to kill the other... Never mind. I don't even want to know. And I don't even want to know where Aquarium is. But evidently, it's the night spot for you. It's the hot spot.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And, Stan, you're not going to believe the celebrities that were there.
Celebrities in Southwest Florida at the Aquarium nightclub.
Yes.
Like who?
Well, I started out the night hanging with none other than the Flying Tomato himself. Okay.
The Flying Tomato himself? Who's that?
Shaun White.
Oh, the snowboarder?
Yeah.
The snowboarder.
Now, at first,
I don't know that that's like one of the most awesome things to brag about, but all right, so you're hanging around. Did he like you? Did you two get along?
Eventually we did, because I made a hell of a faux pas, because I went up to introduce myself to him, and I said, I'm a big fan. He said, thank you. And I said, so are you in town for a gig? And he goes, what do you mean by that? And I go, well, you're Carrot Top, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we had a good laugh about that, because he thought I was kidding, but I wasn't. But I didn't tell him.
Really Olympian Shaun White.
Yep. The next thing you know, who comes up to our table?
Who?
Aaron Carter.
Aaron Carter? He was in Southwest Florida at Aquarium, huh?
Yeah, me and my bub, the Flying Tomato.
Right, Shaun White and Aaron Carter.
Yes, because when Aaron Carter came up to the table and introduced himself, he just assumed that me and Tomato were, like, good buds.
Yeah.
And so he gave me the respect I feel I deserve.
Yeah, sounds like you, but we were hanging out with a lot of cool guys at Aquarium. A lot of cool, hip guys.
Yeah, we were getting a little buzz, and Aaron was telling us how he's fixing to kick Lamar Odom's sorry ass.
the former NBA guy?
Yeah. And he said he also wants to fight the YouTube brothers. I think his name's Jake Paul or Logan Paul. I don't know.
What's he, like a YouTube influencer?
Yeah, but he's like a celebrity boxer, too.
Okay. So you're just hanging out with all these guys.
Yeah.
Lamar Odom, wasn't he with the Kardashians at one point?
Yes. And speaking of the Kardashians, you'll never guess what happened then. Sven, are you sitting down?
Yeah, kind of. I'm on the edge of my seat.
I think I'm in love.
What's his name?
Come on. I met a Kardashian.
You met a
Kardashian. Oh, my God.
You met a Kardashian. Which one? Which Kardashian did you meet?
She was so pretty, and she told me she liked my blouse, that it was so pretty.
Yeah, very feminine.
And she just looked perfect.
Was it Kim Kardashian? Khloe Kardashian?
No. Hold on a second.
Who's the one that...
She gave me her number.
Who's the one that's OJ's daughter?
It's a local number.
It's her a name, local number.
Her name is Kidney Kardashian. K-I-D-N-N-E, and then a little mark at the end.
Kidney. Who's that? Who's Kidney Kardashian?
Well, that's my soon-to-be wife, Kidney Kardashian.
Well, how do you know that she's part of the Kardashian, like Rob Kardashian, the father of them all, before he died, and his wife then went with Bruce Jenner?
I don't know about the other Kardashians, but Kidney is so sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Describe,
what a cool name.
Describe Kidney to me.
She looks like the rest of them.
You sure? She's just not going with some kind of fad and decides to call herself Kidney Kardashian.
Well, at first, I have to admit, the way that she looked, before I got a good look at her, I thought it might have been Ariana Grande. She had like that ponytail thing going. You know.
While she was hanging out at Aquarium.
And she was real sassy.
Okay, Kidney Kardashian was.
Yes.
And so she came around the table, she hung out with you guys, the men.
And for the rest of that night, she didn't know I wasn't famous.
She thought you were famous?
Yes, because I was with the Flying Tomato and Aaron Carter.
Yeah, but I'm sure Kidney would come around and say, oh, hi, Aaron Carter. It's good seeing you. Hi, Shaun White. What's going on? And then you say, oh, I'm Joffrey. And then Kidney would say, Kidney Kardashian would say, well, what do you do?
Aaron was a little buzzed when she basically said that.
Uh-huh.
And he put his arm around me and said, I'll tell you what he is. He's my main man.
Oh, geez.
He's my BFF.
Yeah, yeah, a couple.
And Kidney seemed pretty impressed by that.
I bet she did. Tell me more.
Well, I think she works at the mall.
At the mall. So a Kardashian works at the mall.
Yeah, I think it's like a makeup store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where she does endorsing and stuff like that.
Oh, sure, yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you that stupid? Are you that stupid? Go ahead, Joffrey. You're probably heading out there tonight.
I guess we'll find out on Saturday when we go to get matching ankle tattoos.
Wait a second. You're that far to get matching ankle tattoos? She paying?
I hope so.
Wait a second. So you and Kidney Kardashian this weekend are going to go get ankle tattoos. Any particular kind?
Yeah, she thought it would be fun if on my left ankle, on the inside, that I would get a G and she would get a K. I could rule the world if my name was Kidney Kardashian.
No, well, why don't you change it? Because this one did. Kidney Kardashian. There's nobody on the face of the earth that's named Kidney Kardashian.
There most certainly is, and when she gets off at 9,
because
she has to close on Saturday.
Yes, sure. Okay.
She happens to be in management. She is the third key holder.
Third key holder at the makeup store at the mall. Are you that sick? Are you that twisted? Do you know what you're walking into? You're hanging around allegedly, and I don't even know if these D-list celebrities are there, and you're hanging out with somebody who's actually saying they're a Kardashian, but there's no Kidney Kardashian. Let me ask you this. How old is Kidney? You're a man. Jeez, you got to be at least pushing the double nickel now. You've been married and divorced and that whole scam. How old is Kidney?
Yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Because Sean White, he's got to be pushing 40 now. Aaron Carter, he's got to be pushing 40. You're 55.
Well, I don't know. I told you she had a lot of work done. And you know what? With your attitude, I am not even going to get into my adventures with Tony Danza Jr.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to turn your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it. Stand and hate it all afternoon. The best in local radio that there's ever been. Show it so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon.
whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Gotta be way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney. Stan and Haney on all afternoon.
Gloom.
Oh, I just got a load of bad news. Things haven't been going so good lately. Rotten programs and very bad announcements. The big boss was here and he gave me a month to put this station on paying basis. Or we're through.
Your worries are over. You're looking at the best radio announcer that ever pushed a verb through a microphone.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, gang. Stan and Haney here. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show.
You're going to ask?
Yeah, Haney and I were talking. We were just having a little conversation beforehand. Because we didn't know. Haney, radios, car radios, home radios, pods that you might be listening to, earbuds, whatever you want to call it.
I'm just wondering if anybody out there has got a radio.
Hold on. And they all work differently. So Haney came in and said, you better call the engineer. Something's wrong with our signal.
I think it's the STL.
And I think it's the STL. And then, of course, Junior looks over and he runs out to his car and says, oh, everything sounds fine. And,
well, his way of helping.
Sounded good to me, man.
His way of helping was to go and recline fully in his car for several minutes. That was the way you helped.
I blasted the AC a little bit.
Yeah.
So,
pulled off. Yeah.
We're in the radio business, and Haney says to me, anybody got a radio? Well, it depends. I mean, a real radio.
Because during the bit, I was listening to an actual radio, and it sounded to me like it was, coming in and out.
And then he made the observation, and it's the God's honest truth. We are far away, Haney and I, in the studio, far away from a radio to listen to.
We're probably the farthest from a radio than in anybody else.
He could easily say, oh, hey, Junior, turn on the radio that you got up by the window and see how we sound. There isn't any.
I think there's only one radio in this building that I actually know of.
We have to go around asking people, how's the signal sound? There's not a radio in the radio station. We're going to have to go out in the car and listen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, Haney said this, and I said, that's a God's honest truth, and it's the weirdest thing that you could possibly say to somebody who listens to us every day.
We're the last ones to know.
Yeah.
And I wonder, because we've done it for so long, I wonder how much time could be filled by us doing a show when we thought we were on the air, but we weren't.
There are tons of time we've probably done that. But if I said right now, Junior, find me a radio, he would come back empty-handed. Because there's, you know who has a radio? And it's not very good, and he has to jiggle the antenna around, and it's analog, so he is Rick Peterson in production.
Yeah.
He has an
old, tiny one.
He has an old, no joke, realistic,
like 9-volt
Radio Shack radio in his room, and I think that's the only radio in the building.
Well, there's another one, but he's not here today. His door's locked, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know which one. Yeah, but that's always on every other station. He's got it set up like somebody from the late 70s. He's got a bunch of modular systems in there, speakers, and he spins it, you know, to. But that's it. There, where we are.
We're the last to know if we're broadcasting or not.
So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a break. We've got a very busy show today. And Haney, I want to tease this for you. I'll go into a little bit more detail and read the article that I saw. And this is mainly for Haney, but people that know Key West, because people take the Key West Express, drive down, fly down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every weekend, people from our area are driving down, flying down just to see Bill Blue.
Yep. What, Bill Blue?
You know, Key West legend.
Another Key West legend and a friend of ours is finally getting an honor he so richly deserves. And I'm just going to say the name to you. I'll give you the explanation for people that aren't familiar with him. Shine Forbes.
Well, he's already received the Stan and Haney Friendship Award.
That's right. They're honoring him down there with a building. And I'll give you the details a little bit later on
today. Is it the building I would think?
No. And by the way, a friend of ours who works down there now, he used to be in the radio business, was the one that fed me the article. And I'll get into details about it later. His brother, I didn't know he had a brother down there, just died about a year ago. And his...
Shine's brother?
Yes. And his... sister-in-law still rides his bus every day down there. Shine's sister-in-law. Still down there.
God bless him.
We'll give you the details if you don't know who he is, and you can look him up now. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, before we do this, you have to promise me that you can be showered and out of here by 6. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney here. Tuesday afternoon, and that means in just about an hour, you will be able to converse with an attorney. We're talking about Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law. He joins us every Tuesday afternoon in about an hour. If you have a question you would like to ask a lawyer, text us on the Absolute Law text line 239-277-9600. Family law. Child support, alimony, divorce, visitation with the kids, criminal, DUI, veterans issues, civil issues, problems with a neighbor, problems with your association, problems with somebody at work, injuries at work. Mike Chinopoulos answers them all. And if you have a question for him, text us on the Absolute Law text line 239-277-9600. We'll pose the question to him, and he'll answer it for you. Also, in a little more than an hour and a half or so, Mario will be checking in with us because it's Taco Tuesday at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria in North Naples. Their North Naples location at Logan Landings. She's going to be there from 4 to 6 for Taco Tuesday. $2 tacos, 96-cent drafts, all of them. And $5 margaritas. So go down there, hang out, have a taco, have a drink. She'll be broadcasting live in just a little bit.
That sounds so pleasant.
It does, especially when my buddy Haney here. And you know what? We know a lot of people in car businesses. They run shops. They run auto parts places. We know mechanics. Haney needs somebody's help. He needs a battery, a car battery. His battery, it was a 2-year battery, it conked out. The thing is, it's supposed to be a 2-year free replacement, and it still hasn't been 2 years.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't have the receipt for my friggin' battery.
No. Bottom line is, if one of you guys can, within the sound of my voice, I don't like hearing Haney turn his car over when he's looking to turn on ice cold air and hear. He needs a battery. And no, it's not the the cables going to the ports on the battery. Nice and clean. He needs a battery. I mean, he's good for it. He's got a bucks.
Yeah.
But he needs the battery.
Well, she...
Because you know that if somebody's out there right now driving around with a brand new battery on the truck, they can bring it by.
Well, she started up fine, you know, less than an hour ago.
And then you started losing power and things were getting squirrely, and then you went and started it up again, nothing.
Yep.
Anybody out there, where you got an auto shop, you got, you know...
Just
you
need to drop a battery in.
Just drop a battery in for him. You've got you covered on this. You got a junkyard with a bunch of cars out there.
I don't want a junk battery.
I'm not saying it'll work fine if the guy's got one. He just pulled it out of a 77 Buick and he's got it in there. He's got the car out there for parts.
I don't
want to
go through this next week.
He needs a battery.
Just don't be so descriptive.
Do we know what kind of battery it is,
though? A car battery.
Well, there's a lot of different car batteries.
A regular car battery.
That's still not descriptive.
Yeah, it
enough.
Is. You can drop any battery in a car.
Well,
it's a 2008 model.
I think there's a certain kind you need.
It's a 2000.
Because we have very similar cars, and I had trouble finding mine.
Do you want me to tell you what kind of car you got?
If he's got the information.
Yeah, he's got the information. Now, people are texting
but he's
right now.
It is 08.
It's an 08.
Oh, it is an 08.
Yeah, it's an 08. Now,
do you want me to say the model?
Look, no.
All right.
Ask you to?
You guys were alluding to it.
Look, listen to what I am saying. Listen to what I'm saying.
Damn it. And I don't need a 77 Buick.
No. I'm just saying, in a case of an emergency. People are texting right now. Read their texts. I ain't got time. If somebody is going to come through for Haney on a car battery,
just
talk
to the
guy.
Battery
text them back and forth.
So you're giving me permission to text them back and forth.
I'm telling you to go and make the deal.
Okay, do you want me to do this now?
Yes, I'm doing the grab bag now. You could be working on something else.
Okay, well, as you wish.
I think what he means, Junior, is right now.
Right now?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Grab bag brought to you by the Pewter Mug North, US 41 North Naples. You know, how hard is it? It's a car battery. It's got the terminals on it. You put the cables on it. It starts up. It goes.
Yeah, for somebody that does that all the time, it's nothing.
This isn't any hidden battery. It's not a battery in the back. It's not a battery.
Readily accessible.
It sits right there like a 2008 would. And he's good. Haney's good for it. He's got the cash. He'll Venmo it to you.
What?
You need Venmo. I'll tell you that right now. You might need it for today.
Well, you got Venmo, don't you?
I do.
Well, then you can cover me and I'll take care of
you. I ain't covered. You can do it in a second.
No, I can't. Stan?
What?
You can't argue with this statement.
What?
There is nothing that I can do in a second.
Oh, yes. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it literally. I meant it figuratively.
Because I know what your thoughts were this weekend.
Yeah, I was amazed.
How long could it possibly take? Well, there he comes.
Yeah, there he is. You know what today is, too. And think about it. Haney is your radio friend. Haney's your radio friend. And today's Best Friends Day.
Oh, it is.
Happy Best Friends Day.
People, let me tell you about my best friends.
Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
You've got a friend.
Tons of texts. He's not even looking at
them. He's bopping along to the music.
I found the right one.
I'll be the judge of that. I don't want you messing around with Haney's.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, I found the guy, I think.
Was it?
Bestest friends in
God
the whole
bless
world.
You, D-Train.
Is there a bro coming?
How dare you say that name to me?
Do you have a best friend?
Well, I figured it would have been him.
No, it wasn't him.
Did you bother to look at the other ones? Maybe there's somebody right around the corner. There's about 30 of them that came in about 20 seconds.
I got a guy coming right now.
And
just text it back.
What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
I'm gonna go out back and I'm gonna be like, hey, bro.
Okay.
battery.
I'm gonna drop that in.
Yeah.
You know, it's dads and grads this month, and parents know this. When Haney and I were in high school, you rented your graduation robes. Now, kids have to...
Don't you wear the flag of your country of origin?
I don't know. You have to buy them now.
Today's show is brought to you by high school graduation robes. Now students buy their own and keep them for all the times you can use them again in life, like Halloween, singing in a choir, or joining a cult.
They got a text coming in. I spotted that. He said, a guy says on the Absolute Law text line, I like you guys, but please tell me you don't think any battery will fit. I'm not talking about...
You were very specific. You just 77 said, Buick.
Yeah.
You said take any car battery.
A car battery from that era. You got the 77? Battery and you got those terminals.
Stand those batteries.
I know batteries like the back of my
hand. Because you got the battery and you got those terminals. If you take a little bit of baking soda...
These aren't the kind that you screw on or the one that's hidden in a compartment or the one that's in the back. It's a regular effing battery.
Damn it. Finish it. Because that's going to linger. Go ahead. Damn it.
I'm fine.
You wanted to say damn it, and you
damn
didn't.
It.
There you go. It's like having a sneeze caught there.
You got little kids? What now? What now?
Someone has some input.
Look, I don't want anybody's input.
I mean, they just want to put their two cents in.
Well, the input we need is the new battery in and the old battery out.
Now, let me ask you this, Sporty. I don't need his input if he's going to start a fight with me. I'm asking you, did you explain to the very first texter you responded to, when there's about 50 now on there, did you explain to him what kind of car he has and does he have the right battery? If that's the case and he's coming here to drop this one in and take that one out, I don't need any advice from, Mr. Goodwrench.
Well, Mr. Goodwrench has maybe another option.
What other option?
The guy on the phone?
This so helped me.
On the phone during the grab bag.
Yep, it better be worth it. Better be worth it. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, how are you? What do you know?
Good, it's the alternator. It's not the battery.
How do you know it's the alternator?
Because it's not charging the battery. The battery just starts at the charger, the starter. That's it. So it's the alternator that's not charging the battery.
Well, how do you know that? You know there are a lot of different kind of alternators depending on the year of the car.
They charge the battery. Only purpose is to start the starter.
You know many batteries I've dropped into that car versus alternators?
Not every battery will
this
fit in.
This is a 24-month battery, and it's almost 2 years.
That's because it's the alternator not charging the battery.
Hey.
Oh, for Christ. Do you think you're the first one to discover this?
No, it's...
Okay. I'm not...
I would rather...
I told you I wasn't going to argue with anybody.
I would rather take the risk of installing a new battery, because if it is the alternator, I'm going to need a new battery anyway.
Yep.
So there is no harm...
And then it's going to have to go into the shop.
Yeah. But if it's not the alternator...
And you can just drop one in and take one out.
Yeah. Which I've done
many
countless
times. He's put in 6-year batteries, and he'll do a year from now. Look, this isn't rocket science. Rocket science. Okay? I am so worked up right now. Here's poor Haney. Just needs a battery in his car.
Well, yeah, you got a 24-month battery. That ought to last you about 15 years.
Yeah, what do you think?
Called planned obsolescence.
Yes. That's what it is. You got kids, you got little kids, you can do a trick for them with the stuff at home. You got a balloon, you got some orange juice or an orange, you can squeeze an orange. This guy's going to tell you a neat trick that happens, how you can pop a balloon, any kind of rubber balloon, with the squeeze of an orange.
So let's say your kid got a nice new balloon and he's all happy about it, and you decide to eat an orange by it. Here's what happens. So notice when I squeeze the orange, there's a tiny little bit of oil comes out, and something odd happens when that oil hits a balloon. It just makes it explode. So what is going on here? What is it inside of an orange
that's making
the balloon explode? Orange peels have a nonpolar flammable liquid in them called limonene. And because it's nonpolar and the latex is also nonpolar, it can dissolve the balloon a little bit. The same thing happens when you put gasoline on a balloon.
Ooh, don't
do
that, kids.
So I have a little bit of gasoline, and I'm just going to drop a drop on here. And it does the same thing.
Captain Lazaro texted us.
Yeah, I saw that.
I will buy Haney a battery if Junior says on the air, D-Train, you are smarter than me.
Absolutely not.
You wouldn't do that for me?
Absolutely not. There's 100 million things I would do for you, buddy. I will not lower myself to that level.
That costs you nothing.
It costs me my dignity.
Okay, here's a test for you. Mr. Let's say Haney drop a big bucks on an alternator. Start the car, if we could. Start the car and then disconnect the battery while it is running. If the car stalls, the alternator is bad. If it continues to run, the battery is bad.
The battery is bad.
Thank you, Haney. We both knew that. See, here's two things that I learned, and we may have to hold off on the grab bag because we're quickly running out of time.
Well, it's been sabotage.
Completely. Here's two things I've learned in this business, having been in it for nearly 40 years. You don't bring up cars and mechanics and car problems, and you don't bring up about fishing. Two things that you will get 1,000 different opinions. You bring up about fishing and, you know, what are they biting on out there? What kind of boat do I need if I'm going to go out there in the Gulf? You'll have 5,000.
I wish you hadn't said that.
Or you bring up, you know what? I think we're dealing with a battery issue here. You got a mechanic out there who could possibly drop by a battery. Then they all come out of the woodwork. Those are the two things. You can talk about anything else.
Did you see up in Pensacola? The hammerheads came in.
Oh, I believe it. I caught a hammerhead once.
I have several times. But they were, looks like they were like in a little bay in like maybe a little better than knee-deep water.
Yeah.
Where there were a lot of boats anchored and they had Mama and her wine friends sitting on a giant float. You know, maybe 4 to 6 feet of water tops. And little by little, all the boats started going, shark, shark, shark. And these... somewhat matronly ladies are sitting on their float in the water by their boat.
Yeah.
And probably 6 to 8 foot hammerhead goes right underneath.
Oh, I believe it.
And because the water is so shallow, you can clearly see what it is.
I'm going to do one more
but
thing.
But you know what? She did not spill her wine.
Of course not. Do one more thing here. Because I totally disagree with this, and I know Haney will totally disagree with this, but I'll play it. And then we'll take a break, because I got a ton of other things to do today. Plus, get Haney a battery. And I think we did a good job with that, don't you?
Well, it depends on who we is.
Yeah, you and me. God, I wish D-Train was here.
God, I feel like
oh,
this
I know,
is so
right?
Much.
I know, yeah, dude.
Which decade had the best music? Now, both Haney and I agree the 70s had the best music.
Hands down. Think about what the 70s included.
Well, according to a recent survey, so disagree with this. It was the 1980s.
Mm-mm.
Followed, they say, extremely closely by the 1970s. So far, the current decade is dead last. 80s wins just by a nose over the 70s. And they put together, this is pretty cool. Here are the number one songs for the year. Little samples from 1980 to 1989. These songs were number one for the year from 1980 to 1989. You be the judge.
Egyptian. You see, the farther you get from the 70s. If you see me walking by, and the tears are in my eyes, look away, baby, look away.
There you go.
I mean, I don't.
80 to 89.
I don't dispute the early 80s, but that's why the 70s are number one.
Yep.
Because you got. The early 70s, mid 70s, and late 70s, and there's something worthwhile from all of those
Correct.
Eras. And I think you get the most bang for your buck
in
if it's the 70s. Yeah.
We're going to take a break. I'm going to tell Haney and everybody about a friend of ours who's no longer with us. He's been dead now about 21 years.
Has it been that long?
Yes, but Key West is paying tribute to him.
But he was a good friend of ours.
We will also have the local beat coming up, a real beauty.
Well, after yesterday, you say it's a beauty. It
it's
must
a good
be
one.
Something.
Not as bad as that one, but pretty bad. Also in the 3 o'clock hour, Mike Chinopoulos from Absolute Law will join us. You guys, by the looks of that whole battery thing, know how to use a text line. If you got a question for Mike Chinopoulos, text us 239-277-9600. Later on today, Stan's Name That Movie. Maria broadcasting live today as well. We'll tell you more about that. We're Stan and Haney.
My friend, you have seen this incident based on sworn testimony. Can you prove that it didn't happen? Perhaps on your way home, someone will pass you in the dark. And you will never know it, for they will be...
Stan and Haney.
God help us in the future.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We'll have the local beat for you in just a few minutes. Also, attorney Mike Chinopoulos will be joining us in about 25 minutes to take your texts. He's a lawyer. We've already got the texts rolling in now for Mike. And we'll also, at 4 o'clock, be checking in with Maria, who will be at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria, North Naples location, for Taco Tuesday. But first, this is special for Haney and I, because we had the privilege to know this gentleman, and we could say that we were friends. And it's about
we got to spend some good quality time with this man.
It was a gentleman who lived in Key West, old Key West. And the story goes that Kermit Shine Forbes, he went by, everybody knew him as Shine, was a boxer in Key West back in the 30s and 40s, and they were putting on a boxing match in Key West. At the time, Ernest Hemingway lived in Key West, and Shine was a boxer, but this particular night, he was working the corner of one of his friends who was a boxer. the referee for that boxing match was Ernest Hemingway. Ernest Hemingway, as the legend goes, stopped the fight, and Shine, the corner he was working in, his fighter lost. And in a dispute with Ernest Hemingway, Shine punched him. Didn't know who he was. Had no clue who Ernest Hemingway was. And Ernest Hemingway took a liking to him and said, you know what, kid? And Shine was probably 5'5".
Mm-hmm.
He said, you got a good punch there.
He was 5'5" and all muscle.
He said, why don't you come on over to my house and let's spar. And so Shine Forbes went and sparred with Ernest Hemingway. Hemingway put a ring up at his house, and Shine used to spar with him. Hemingway liked him. Fast forward 60 years, Haney and I got to meet Shine. We knew of his legend. We knew he still lived in town. He was an elderly man, but one of the last links to old Key West. Person who actually knew Ernest Hemingway. And we were doing shows down there, broadcasting, and he would come by and hang out with us to do the show. Make a long story short, even when we weren't broadcasting down there and Haney and I would drive down or fly down or boat down to Key West, we always looked him up.
Mm-hmm.
And he always treated us great. He'd take us where no tourist was supposed to go in Key West. And everybody knew him.
Everybody.
He passed away about 21 years ago. But he was a legend in Key West. When we were with him in Key West, we were hanging out on his side of town. And we said, you know what? Before we let you go, let's head over to Sloppy Joe's and grab a beer. And he goes, you know what? I've never been in Sloppy Joe's before. It was his first time going into Sloppy Joe's because that's a tourist area.
Mm-hmm.
That's not his turf. And so a friend of ours sent me this.
He took us to his home.
Yep. His own stomping grounds.
Mm-hmm. And I'll never forget that. He was an old man. And one time we were done with the show, we went and picked up Shine and said, where do you want to go, Shine? He goes, you know what? Let's just go over to the Bottle Cap.
That Which was like, his neighborhood bar.
We go in there and there's nobody there but the three of us and the bartender. And we get our cold beers and we're swapping stories and whatnot. And the bartender comes over and said, hey, Shine, by the way, you still want the job working on the roof? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I mean,
he was in his 80s.
Yeah.
Working on a roof. But he was all muscle. Even at that age, he could kick ass.
Almost definitely.
Little guy, had one eye. Here's what our friend down in Key West sent us, and it's about damn time. As work nears completion on the former Police Athletic League gym at the Truman Waterfront, the City Commission, in a resolution proposed by Commissioner Clayton Lopez, has named the facility the Kermit Shine Forbes Building.
That's awesome.
Shine Forbes, who died in 2000 at the age of 84, was a renowned prize fighter whose home on Front Street had walls full of portraits of famous mm-hmm. fighters from the 20th century. But locally, Shine's claim to fame was his role as a sparring partner for writer Ernest Hemingway when the author was in Key West. The building that's being named after him is part of what has been termed Phase 1B of the Truman Waterfront Park, which will include a new multi-purpose field. The Shine Forbes Building will house a concession stand, public restrooms, police horse stables, and a storage for the park maintenance. They're naming a building after him. So good for him. Much deserved. And if you go over to the Hemingway house, there was a cat. He's one of Hemingway's cats that was named Shine. And they bury all the cats there, and you see Shine Forbes, the cat, buried there. So, well done. Now let's get to the gutter. The local beat.
What a gentleman he was.
He was great. This comes to us from Collier County, Naples, to be exact. Headline reads, Naples man tells deputies to F off after calling 911 multiple times.
I don't think they like that, Stan.
No. A 30-year-old Naples man with a vulgar vocabulary was arrested on Sunday for misusing 911. Deputies with the Collier County Sheriff's Office said they got an unverified 911 call where the caller, claiming to be a man named Mark, said someone was smoking marijuana and abruptly hung up. After several more calls, deputies decided to pay the home address linked to the cell phone number a visit. The name linked to the phone came back as somebody named Brett Mitchell Williams. When deputies arrived at the address linked to the cell phone, a man answered the door and said that Brett was his son and that he went to the gas station to get smokes. Another deputy started calling the number that was spamming 911 with fake calls. The man would pick up the phone, tell the deputy to F off, and then hang up. When the deputy called back, the man asked, "What the F do you want?" The deputy said he wanted to know why he was calling 911. But the caller hung up again. After about the ninth call, the deputy told the man that he would be arrested for misuse of 911. The caller told the deputy to F off. Adding, "You will never find me, and I'm not going to jail." He hung up. The deputy making the calls to Williams responded to the gas station his father said he was at. When the deputy got there, he called the number. You know, he's sitting there. He's got to be around here somewhere. He called the number once more and watched as Williams' phone rang and he declined the call. He was placed under arrest. Williams later admitted to being the one making the faux emergency calls to the responding deputy. He was taken to the Naples jail center and faces charges of misusing 911. Nine calls. F you.
Why?
I don't know. There's the answer. It was never established why.
There was nothing going on. That was completely self-inflicted.
Correct.
You'll never find me.
I'm not going to jail. Mike Chiannopoulos is coming up next. You know Mike. He's an attorney, lawyer, esquire from Absolute Law. That's his firm, by the way. He's going to join us. If you have a legal question for Mike Chiannopoulos, text us on the Absolute Law text line, 239-277-9600. We'll pose the question to Mike, and he will answer it. Family law, criminal, DUI, civil, veterans issues. That's why Mike Chiannopoulos comes on this show every Tuesday, and he's up next. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
A lot of people ask, how did Stan and Haney get this gig? It's actually an interesting story. You see, they were hanging out in a Home Depot parking lot, all liquored up before sunrise, when
Pretty
Brad
close.
Beasley drove up, yelled something at them in Spanish, showed them a $10 bill, and told them to get into his truck pronto. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We'll be checking in with Maria in about a half hour. She's at Taco Tuesday at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria, North Naples location. Also about 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails, an hour away from Stan's Name That Movie, chance for you to win prizes. The category today with films: the elements, rain, storms, snow, earthquakes. Your job, identify the film. The elements. Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute
Law. You mean like earth, wind, and fire?
Kind of like that. Kind of like that. If you want to talk to Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law, it's easy enough. You can text your question, being that he's still on the phone with us, not in the studio yet because of the COVID. We ask you that you text your questions to Mike Chiannopoulos on the Absolute Law text line. That's 239-277-9600. That way we get the text, we can relay it to him, and he can help you. That's what he comes on the show for. And Junior is in the other room, getting a hold of Mike so that he can do what he does, and that's help you. And he has no idea ahead of time where the questions are coming from. Doesn't know what you're going to ask. Doesn't know how you're going to ask it. And he joins us right now. He's known around Southwest Florida as Storm Chiannopoulos. He is Mike Chiannopoulos from Absolute Law. Mike, welcome to another Tuesday with you.
Hey, what's going on, guys? My favorite day of the week when I get to talk to the audience.
Yep, and I'm telling you, right off the bat, when we tell people that you're coming on, the texts and emails come in. But before we do that, I want to make sure you're doing well. Any announcements you'd like to make? Anything you'd like to say?
No, just stay with me on the Warrior Island retreat, because we're going to be announcing a date when we're going to have a meeting, and everybody who wants to volunteer can get together, and we're going to organize who's going to do what. So I'll be announcing that in the next week or so.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, it is a great thing. We got a little bit of interference on your phone, Mike, so I don't know if you need to move around a little bit and just a little bit.
On landline, I think it's just the damn internet.
It could be. It always is.
How's that?
It's just like, it's a little scratchy, but we can manage. Let's get things started. This one, and I'm going to tell you, he tries to explain the whole thing, Mike. It has to do with a fence and a property line, and then I'll let you tackle this one, Mike. I just bought a new house and moved into it. The previous owner was what they call the neighborhood nightmare. At least that's what people around the neighborhood called him. My immediate neighbor actually lives way behind me, but owns the property next door to me, and he put in a private driveway to get to his back property. Are you still there?
I knew that wouldn't hold.
I knew that. That was a tenuous line at best. Get him right back.
Might be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, we might
maybe he'll come back clear.
Might get a better connection. But that you could sense it.
Mm-hmm.
That was hanging on by a thread. And incidentally, that's the only line we have here that's not a copper line.
Really?
Yeah. It's the fiber optic. And as we're doing this, the calls, the texts are pouring in. I really want to make sure we have a good connection with him. And we're back. and I think we might have a better connection. So let's.
Yeah,
that's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it is a blessing, because this is a much better connection. Has to do with
talking about the fence,
right? And so he bought a new house. His closest neighbor lives in back of him, but the neighbor also owns the property next door to him. He put in a private driveway to get to his property. He installed a 6-foot fence along that property line, but the night before the fence was getting installed, the old neighbor, the nightmare, whose house he moved into, moved the markers for the fence over into his now new property. He basically wants to know, does he own the fence now, or is it the neighbor's fence? Because the fence is on his property line now. The neighbor is saying, this is wrong, but it was the old neighbor that moved it. It was not done at the sale of the house. Nobody told him anything. And he said even moving it, it damaged sprinkler lines that he had to pay $2,000 for. Does who owns the fence now if it's on his property line?
Moving it broke sprinkler heads, meaning the former owner, when he moved it, broke sprinkler heads?
Yes.
Okay, well, I think that he doesn't own the fence, and the property line was illegally moved. I suppose if he owned it outright and used it as his own yard for more than a period of, I think it's about 8 or so years, then he could claim adverse possession. He owns it by that. Is it really worth all this fighting? I mean, don't you want to have a much better relationship with your neighbor than the crazy person did?
Yeah.
Why don't you just go tell him what happened and move him back and agree to split the cost for it together, and then maybe even go file a criminal complaint against this moron?
Yep. All right. Absolute Law text line. This is from Terry. And Terry writes, you, Mike Chiannopoulos, I have a business. Now let's call it like a restaurant. I installed a camera system that records audio also, and it is the only business in the area. Can I be charged with criminal charges? I understand it may not be admissible, but can I, as a business owner, be charged? He installed a camera system that records audio. Also, it is the only business in the area.
Well, the answer is it is illegal. You're not allowed to do that without the authorization of a court order, the presence of a police officer who believes that there's a crime being committed or about to be committed. So, no, you can't do that. I would immediately shut them off. I wouldn't tell anybody I ever did it. I'd destroy whatever recordings you have without listening to them. So that if you're ever asked, you can say under oath, I destroyed those without listening to them. As soon as I realized it was a mistake, I took it all down and I destroyed all of the recordings without even listening to them.
Okay. Thank you. Absolute Law text line, Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike, my name is Robert. I picked up a felony back in 1994. I have never been in any trouble since then, and would like to try to get my rights back. What do I do? I have to go through to be able to vote and get a firearm to be able to use to protect my family from the thugs that are going around nowadays. How do I get my rights back?
Again, we've had this question yep. many times. You know, you're going to have to get clemency from the governor's office, okay? And if you've had a conviction and it wasn't a violent crime and you've not been in any trouble in at least 5 years from the last date of your probation or sentence, then you can apply. Applying is a very arduous and administrative document-heavy process. Then you wait. And unfortunately, there have been clemency applications that I've had up there for over a year now. The governor decides to look at them when the governor decides to convene his board and say, go screen these and send me your recommendation. He does that whenever he feels like doing it. So, it's awful. It's a very difficult process, but that's the only way for you to regain your rights.
All right. Absolute Law text line for Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike, my wife and I were served papers
for a foreclosure the other day on a property we do not own. After looking at the Lee County Property Assessor's website, we see that we are listed on the property along with another family with the same last names as we have. What do we do? We don't own this property, but our names are on them and similar last names with another family.
Yeah, unfortunately, it appears that they've sued the wrong person, and so you're going to have to file a motion to dismiss, which actually is going to end up, if the other side resists it and says, I won't dismiss, I think they're the right people, then that'll turn into a motion for summary judgment. You'll have to appear before the court, give testimony, and we'll show evidence that you've never owned the property, and you'll be dismissed. So hopefully it could be done the easy way with the other lawyer, or it would have to be done the more difficult way in front of the court.
Yeah. Why do I always sense that when things get rolling against me, it's always the more difficult way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
It is.
You can call me at 239-ASK-MIKE, and I'm glad to tell you, you know, if you think you want to do that yourself, I think you're crazy, but I'll be glad to do it for you, tell you how to do it, whatever you want to do. 239-ASK-MIKE.
Yeah, the way things generally work is like this. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's no problem. That's routine. You got nothing to worry about. Unless your name isn't Stan, is it?
Yeah. Well, it's not going to be as easy as we thought.
That changes everything.
Listen, I've been trying to get power out on this property I bought for, well, I've had it since February. Still can't get electricity on it, so don't get me started.
Yep, I hear you. Absolute Law text line for Mike Chiannopoulos. Mike, my landlord is selling. What should I do about my security deposit and last month's rent before it sells?
The phrase last month's rent throws me off. Does that mean it's the last month of the lease? Or it's
well,
the
you know how when they do it, they put
first,
down
last, and security.
First, last, and security when you go and rent a place.
Oh, so the lease is still going to be in effect, even though the landlord's selling. So the new landlord's going to take that lease over, right?
I would assume that's how it usually works. I know when I was apartment living, that when it was sold, when I was in the duplex, you remember the duplex, Annie,
mm-hmm.
Everything that is that the contract they had with the first owner kind of moves in with the second owner,
yeah.
Correct?
They have to buy that for, you know, and assume the lease. They're buying it, and it's leased, and they can't break that lease. So my suggestion to you is to write a letter to the old landlord, copy the new landlord on it, and say, as I understand it, you know, this person will be taking over. I paid first, last, and security on this date when I moved in these amounts. You know, please transfer X amount for my last, X amount for my security deposit to the new landlord, and I've copied the new landlord on this, and I expect him to maintain blah, blah, blah. And that's that. Now you've covered your backside.
Okay. This one is for Storm Chiannopoulos. That's the way he wrote it. Said,
right.
Hey, Storm. My name is Corey. I'm from Arcadia. I'm now 26 years old, full-time job, heavy equipment operator. I have a hardship license due to tickets and driving on a suspended license, and I had those charges in the past. I am big into fishing, and sometimes I like to go and throw a cast net for mullet and sell them as a little side job. My question to you, Storm, is if I get caught on my way to where I go fishing and cast netting for fish that I sell, can I get into trouble being I only have a hardship license?
Well, no. If you show that you're going to work to do that. The next question I have, though, is do you have to have a fishing license, and is there a special permit you need to sell the fish and all that? So I'd be careful about that. And I don't know the answer to those questions. So
well,
I'd be careful and I'd get those first.
He adds to this, there's no contract or technically not a on-the-books job for me to fish. and the fish that I sell. I usually have people drive me there, but I would like to go myself if no one's available. But I am worried that if I get pulled over with a cast net and fishing poles, it would be hard to convince the cops I'm going fishing as a source of side income.
Yeah, so you'd have to be able to show that you did it before, you know, whether you keep records of how many fish you caught and sold just on a pad of paper or whatever. But here's the thing. Again, I go back to, man, you better make sure that you have whatever licenses or permits or what you need to catch fish and what you need to sell fish before you use that.
Let me ask you, Mike, and I, maybe you know or maybe you don't know because you are a man about the water. I know that if you are on a boat, you need a fishing license. What is the rules about somebody using, or if you know, using a cast net or fishing from shore or wading into water?
Well, I know that fishing from shore, no matter how you fish or where you fish in the state of Florida, you need a fishing license.
Okay.
Whether it's freshwater, saltwater, bridge, wading in and surf casting, fishing from a boat, if you're fishing, you need a fishing license. Now, there are some things that you need special permits for or stamps that go on your fishing license, like lobsters require a special stamp, et cetera. Okay?
Okay.
I don't know, however, what the rules are for commercial use because I only do recreational, right? So if you're catching fish to sell, that may qualify
yeah.
as commercial use.
Yep.
Maybe a different license. It also, you may have to have a license to sell those fish from the county food administration or whoever that is.
Good point, Mike. You're absolutely right. There's a lot of intangibles there that you might need other licenses for.
Yeah, and if you say, this is my job, this is how I make a living, or this is how I make some of my side income, or this is how I make some extra money, really? Let me see this license. Let me see that permit. Let
right.
me see your FDA approval to sell these fish. Let me see. Oh, crap.
Right.
It sounds like, well, maybe he'd be okay, but if he can get a ride, he probably should.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be my recommendation.
Mike, you can be reached 24/7. You offer a free phone consultation for our listeners. If there are some personal issues they don't want on the air, you're more than happy to talk to them, and they can call you whenever they need to.
Whenever they need to. 239-ASK-MIKE, 275-6453. I'll talk to anybody, free phone consultation. And, you know, Stan, as you know, I give a discount for being a listener.
Yep, you have, and since you've started here, you've offered that.
You take good care of the people.
You sure do, Mike, and we appreciate you coming on each and every Tuesday, and thank you so much once again for your time. 239-ASK-MIKE.
239-ASK-MIKE. Love talking to everybody. All right, I've always wanted to say this. You ready?
Yeah.
Storm out.
He's really into
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know that. He loves it. We're gonna take a break. When we come back, we're going to get you updated on traffic. We're going to check in with Maria. She's at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria, North Naples location, Logan Landings, for Taco Tuesday. We'll also take a look at news headlines, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96 K-Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Some see the glass as half empty. Others see it as half full. We simply see rum. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Tuesday edition of the Stan and Haney Show. We're going to get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Your first look at traffic. Then we're going to check in with Maria. She's at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria, North Naples location for Taco Tuesday. We'll do some news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails, 30 minutes away from Stan's Name That Movie, give you a chance to win a nice prize. Right now, let's get you updated on traffic. Our first look brought to you by Firehouse Subs, three Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Okay, just one thing on the board to start. It is in Lehigh Acres. It is a hit and run, 4100 block of Lee Boulevard. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. It is Taco Tuesday, especially if you're driving around North Naples, because Maria is hanging out at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria for Taco Tuesday. How are you, Maria?
I'm doing good, and I have to tell you, we're set up right in front of the door, and every time the door opens and I smell the smells coming out of that kitchen, it's making me very, very hungry.
Okay.
Can you do something about it?
Yeah, well, she says the same thing about me when I open the door to come in the studio.
I do. I get very, very hungry every afternoon.
Like a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, just like a grilled cheese sandwich. Okay. Please, let's not laugh too hard about that.
Anyways, tacos. Let's talk tacos.
Yes, please, talk tacos.
$2 tacos on special today at Felipe's. We are in North Naples at the Logan Landings location. If you're pulling into the strip mall, we're all the way down at the very end. And not only $2 tacos, but if you want to sit in the bar and have a drink, they've got $5 margaritas on special and all their draft beers, only 96 cents while we're here. And you cannot beat that.
Yeah, I know. All of their draft beers, 96 cents. That is a great way. That reminds me of the old days, ain't he? When we used to go into the bar and hang out and get those cheap beers.
Mm-hmm.
And stay all day long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, so you can do that. They're going to be open all night long. So perfect. I mean, you really can get a couple of tacos, a couple of beers. You're in and out with dinner for under $10.
Yeah,
dare I say, it sounds almost like you're having a fiesta.
Ooh. A fiesta indeed.
It's Taco Tuesday with Maria Donna at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria. Again, she said their North Naples location, Logan Landing. She's going to be there until 6 o'clock, and we're going to talk to you again in a few minutes, okay?
All right. Sounds All right. good, guys.
See you later. Say bye. Bye. There she goes. See, there
it's
is...
It's like a little vacation.
There's always... I always enjoy when I hear Maria's telling me, well, she's going to be on location somewhere. I know Haney will be using this as background music, and it is just, for me, just delightful.
Brings me to a happy place.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
See, and I'm serious about this. I'm not joking around. Check with Richard the engineer and see if we can have this music on hold while we're waiting to talk to people, because right now they hear nothing.
And what, do you want me to ask now?
Is he here?
I think so.
Well, if he's here, ask now.
Okay.
If he's not, ask him when you get a chance, which
I'll
can be on
now.
The third and never.
You've got to be very specific with him.
I know. And even then. Coming up. Jeez. In less than 1 hour, it'll be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, here's Haney with today's headlines.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you you did not know. Okay. The good people over at Forbes, they know money.
They sure do.
Looked into what music catalogs are worth the most money.
Because a lot of artists have been selling their music catalogs.
We have the artists and the numbers.
Okay.
I don't pretend to understand society, Stan.
You never have.
But I observe things passing by me, the flotsam and jetsam of life.
Yep.
And evidently, I don't know if this has started on like a corporate level or something, but evidently, we're now supposed to start wearing colored wristbands to signify what level of physical contact we deem accessible.
What? Do you know anything about
acceptable.
That, Junior? Does he have a wristband on? You've got a wristband on.
Yep.
For real?
Yeah. What does that color mean?
It means you guys are too close. Back up.
We'll explain to the extent that I can.
Do you have a list of what the colors mean and all that stuff?
Some of them, yes.
He has a poop brown on. What does that mean?
It said on Amazon rosewood, but it's more purple.
Rosewood. You got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me.
I thought it would come out red. It came out purple.
How would you like to buy a pair of blue jeans that look like you've been attacked by a ninja?
No.
And finally, I don't get it. There's a level of violence going on right now that is insane. And it's happening in places where you'd think you'd be okay. A fight over mini golf results in two stabbings.
You gotta be kidding me.
These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. I will say one thing. Junior might be wearing his colored wristbands now as to the level of contact he'd like with people. More details in less than an hour. One thing I did notice, and if we constantly, Haney, are trying to teach him, constantly, and I just noticed this the other day, we finally convinced him to stop wearing skinny jeans. He wears normal jeans now.
And I can't fit into them anymore.
For good reason. Yeah, I wear regular jeans.
I got too fat.
There's no need for skinny jeans on a man.
Just wait till I slim down.
Yeah, sure.
Well, in order to do that, you have to be sorry that you got fat.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I got fat. I will slim down.
God.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm dieting. I'm working out.
You have to stop eating fatty foods.
I stopped eating fatty
like
foods.
Like McDonald's, Burger King, White Castles.
All that. It's not even a White Castle here.
You're lucky, huh?
Yeah, actually.
Can we have some laughter now? It wouldn't hurt.
We're going to party!
God. It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Marvel added 5 new Avenger characters
He's like nuts about this.
To the Marvel Cinematic Universe last year.
Woo!
And word on the street is it was so successful they may expand even further.
Oh my.
Woo!
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
suggestions for new Avengers.
Ooh, top suggestions for new Avengers.
Woo!
That guy who can jump real high.
Not bad, huh?
What?
Millennial Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I just got my third earring done. And the lady pierced my ear on
whatever you're saying
head.
Must be important to you.
She freaked out and cried like a baby.
The Fantastic Fornicators.
Oh, sexy girlfriend.
Lady Lab Leak.
That's nasty.
Lady Lab Leak.
The Marvelous Mrs. Macrame.
Can I just stop you from doing this to me again?
Uh-huh. Not even a little bit. Uh-huh.
Iron. They, them. Oh. Captain Anti-Vaxxer. And finally, the very top suggestion for new Avengers.
Yes?
Gender Fluid Aquaman.
Motherfucker! Take it outside! If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a f- sir!
I apologize.
Motherfucker!
Hey! Jeez.
And that, my friend,
is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Oh, look at this. Let me just get this little text out here. Hi, Stan and Haney. You guys rock. Just met Maria. She is so awesome. My name is John. I'm from Sprouts, and I'm a big fan of you guys. And 96K Rock rules. Thank you, John.
That guy was right about the alternator.
Shh, don't say that. Don't.
Why'd you have to broadcast
that? Well, he jinxed me.
Yeah, he did jinx you. Hey, man, it's the alternator, okay? Don't tell me my business.
He jinxed me.
And the guy came out with the new battery and looked at it and said, I'll check it out for it's the alternator.
You could have just left it alone.
I told him to leave it alone.
But
he's honest. Haney's honest about it.
Good karma's coming your way.
I'm going to read the Guardian's letter, and then a few letters that came in for people that want to win the vasectomy from Dr. Dollar at Gulfstream Urology.
Jesus.
You know how this is done. Go to 96krock.com. Tell us why you should win that vasectomy, and it could be you. Let's take care of the Guardian first.
Jesus.
Ahoy, gentlemen. I just finished a great article about the taxes that the ultra-rich don't pay and how they do that. It was very eye-opening and informative. The fact that these guys like Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, and the rest pay very little or no income tax, and it's all within the law. The article was on a website for this company called ProRepublica. I looked them up, and they are an investigative news organization. If you get a chance, you can read the article at ProRepublica.org. So if you have ever...
You sure it's ProRepublica and not ProPublica?
It might be... it says Pro... He has it Republica.
That domain wasn't available, probably.
No, it's ProPublica.
That's what he has written down. REPUBLICA.org.
All right, maybe there's one of those, too, but I'm not familiar with it.
I'm sure the Guardian will correct himself on tomorrow's episode. So, have you ever seen the American gymnast Simone Biles? Yeah, she's the greatest gymnast ever.
That's not true.
Yeah, I got into this discussion with my wife this morning, because I said, what about Nadia Comaneci?
Yeah.
What about Olga Corbett? What about our own sweetheart Mary Lou Retton? Apparently, Simone Biles has gone beyond and has achieved more than any of those gymnasts.
Well, I think you could find it. I think we have a clip of Nadia
we do. And again, that was back in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
She's incredible. I saw her performance in the Nationals, which she won for the 7th time, Haney. The girl has got some great talent. Some of her moves are just unbelievable. It's true. If you get a chance, watch her. I believe she's the best ever. You guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian. Make up your mind. Is she the best or are we the best?
By the way, it is ProPublica.
ProPublica?
Yes.
Guardian, I think you might have sent people all in the wrong direction.
Jesus.
Let's and I think you, tomorrow's email should be a sincere apology.
That's all right. I'm here. You know, I'm a safety net.
Yep. So you want to win a vasectomy from Dr. Dollar at Gulfstream Urology. We're telling you. Tell us your reasons why at 96krock.com. You could win one. Let's see what we got this time. AJ writes, I will be 44 this August 4th. I've never been married and no kids that I know of. Never been on Jerry Springer, so pretty sure I'm good. I do not have the desire for any kids anymore. My sperm is way too old for donating. And I don't want to knock up my girlfriend. I love my life without kids and want to keep it that way. Lance writes, I'm 39. I have 4 kids. 3 girls and a boy. Watch this one. I have 4 kids, 3 girls and a boy. That's 2 teenage girls, age 15 and 14. Long gap. I also have a 2-year-old boy and a 3-month-old girl. My wife said she won't touch me again until we get this done because she's too fertile and we are too old to have a 5th kid. Plus, I have a latex allergy, which is how we ended up in this predicament in the first place. I think that's what Junior's got, a latex allergy.
No, I don't have a latex allergy.
You know what? You want to enter for the vasectomy?
Yeah, all right. Well, I'll write an email.
Yep.
I got a good one, too.
You're not eligible. Although I'm sure Dr. Dollar would love to take care of you if the price is right.
Well, I'll talk to him.
Yeah, go ahead. Sean writes, I already have 1 child, so I would want this to have fun without worrying about having a second. And finally, Chris says, I'm 35, and I do not have any kids, and I'd like to keep it that way. We'll be reading a few more of these from time to time until we find our winner. You want to submit a letter of why you should get a vasectomy from Dr. Dollar at Gulfstream Urology? You could win at 96krock.com. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll check in again with Maria at Felipe's for Taco Tuesday. And we'll give you a chance to win as we play Stan's Name That Movie. Today, the elements. Snow. Rain.
Earth.
Heat.
Wind.
Earthquake.
Fire.
Yes. Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
Me.
Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. We're going to get you updated on traffic here in just a second. Then we're going to check in with Maria down at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria in North Naples for Taco Tuesday. And then we're going to give you a chance to win. We're going to play Stan's Name That Movie, 5 movie clips. I'll go over the prizes. First person to identify the film will have their choice, winner's choice, while the prizes last. Let's get you updated on traffic. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs. 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. Let's check out Collier County. Let's go East Naples. Got a crash, 2700 block of Bayshore Drive. And then another one down in East Naples. A disabled vehicle, Plantation Circle and Radio Road. And you are up to date. Another traffic update right before Mark Haney and the news. Taco Tuesday, Felipe's Mexican Taqueria, North Naples location. And there's Maria enjoying tacos. And do I detect maybe a margarita?
That does sound good, but I'm more of a beer girl, really.
Really? What? How many are we in?
Well, I'm about to have one poured because, okay. I just wanted to kind of get a little food in me first.
Okay.
And so I'm waiting in line. I got a taco coming out, so then the beer will be next.
All right, very good. And
but, you know, the beautiful thing here is that you can get a taco and a beer, and you're still under $5.
Yeah, that is great, because am I looking at this $2 tacos?
$2 tacos, that's right. And actually, Jacob, what kind of taco did you just have? You had a ground beef one. Was it good? Yeah, his mouth is full, so he was just doing hand motions to me. But he said his taco was awesome. And he had $2 tacos and then 96-cent draft beers.
Yeah, and it's not just a single type of draft beer. You just tell them what you want that's all on draft and 96 cents.
That's right, and they've got a pretty good selection from what I can see with the tappers. And then if margaritas are your thing, $5 margaritas on special as well.
That is fantastic. And you're down in North Naples. Now, they have two locations, but you're at the North Naples one. What is that, Logan yes. Landings?
Logan Landings. Yep, we're here. We're right at the very end of the strip mall. So if you come in off of Logan Boulevard, we'll be the first thing you see.
Awesome. We'll check back in with you in a few minutes.
All right. Sounds good,
all right,
guys.
There she goes. There goes Mari at Felipe's. Sorry. All right, time to play Stan's Name That Movie. Five movie clips. It's The Elements today. As Haney likes to say, Earth, Wind, and Fire. If you're the first person to correctly identify the film,
can I get my prizes here?
You will have your choice of the following. We have a pair of tickets to go see the Mighty Muscles. Baseball, our own baseball team. That's for June 15th. A pair of tickets, 2-for-1 beers, burgers, and hot dogs.
Can mm-hmm.
take the whole family and still save money. $50 to the Pewter Mug in North Naples. We have a gift certificate to Shuckers on Fort Myers Beach. Maybe you'd like a Stan and Haney t-shirt. It's got our logo on it, our cartoon faces. We have these, and there are such a limited number of them. The Stan and Haney flags. These got the rivets in them. You can put them on a flagpole, hang them in your office, hang them anywhere you want. It's got our logo on it. It's a nice flag. Or we have $40 towards a round of golf at Eagle Ridge Golf Club. So you can get a round of golf in. Those are the prizes. I'll release the phones after we play the first movie clip. Then the first person to correctly identify it will win. I start with what I think might be the most difficult. This one. An earthquake. An earthquake. Name the movie. The first element. It's an earthquake. Name the movie.
What's wrong?
Pulse rates are spiking again. They're huge.
Are you serious? Jim?
We're about to have a major quake.
It jumped to a 7.1!
Jesus, Jim,
get the hell out of there! Everybody get off the deck! Everybody off! Hurry up! Stand behind the barriers! Stay behind the barriers! Damn! Hurry!
Come here, I got you.
Oh my God! Please! Oh my God! Jim! Hurry up! Jim!
No! No! Close your eyes.
Ooh, that was horrible. 277-9600. Phone lines are now open. The Elements. That was an earthquake. Name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, ahoy. Is this Stan?
It's Stan.
Hey, Stan. I think this is Jurassic Park.
No, it's not. Thank you, though, for phoning. 277-9600. Earthquake happening there. What was the movie? Ahoy, who's this?
This is Matt.
Turn your radio down, buddy, so I can hear you.
All right, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt, can you name the movie?
Earthquake?
Not Earthquake. It's an earthquake happening, but that wasn't the movie Earthquake. It's a different movie. Ahoy, who's this?
My name is Tom.
Tom, name the movie.
2012 with John Cusack?
No. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, it's Rob, Stan.
Rob, can you name it?
San Andreas.
It is San Andreas. Rob Giamatti in that movie. Nice job. What would you like?
And anything food related would be great. Get any pewter?
I do have pewter. Would you like it?
I'd love some.
You got it, buddy. Hold on. There you go. San Andreas. Our next movie, A Flood. A Flood. We had an earthquake. This time, it's a flood. Name the movie.
Lord, please look down and recognize us, poor sinner. Please, Lord. I just want to see my daughters again. I've been separated from my family for so long. I know I've been guilty of pride and sharp dealing. I'm sorry that I turned my back on you, Lord. Forgive me. And help us, Lord. For the sake of my family. For Tommy's sake. And for Delmer's and Pete's. Let me see my daughters again, Lord. Help us.
Valley. Yes, sir.
Big Flood. Name the movie. Win a prize. Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Leon.
Leon, name the movie.
Is that Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
It sure is. George Clooney right there. What would you like?
Stan and Haney t-shirt?
Done. Hold on. That's how the game's played. This next element, Thunder and Lightning. Thunder and Lightning. Name the movie. Thunder and Lightning. Win a prize.
I was hoping to squeeze in 9 holes before this rain starts.
Certainly, Your Eminency.
Take my bag, huh?
Certainly, Your Magnificence.
Okay, come on. Chop, chop. Let's go.
Better put this on.
Yeah, but...
That's a great shot, though.
Eureka!
I can't believe you hit the ball, sir. You're really clubbing it.
Yeah.
We better start moving.
Did you see that?
Miracle, eh?
Nice shot, Bishop. You must have made a deal with the devil.
Yeah.
I could break the clock records, theoretically.
You better come in until this blows over.
Now, what do you think, Tom?
I keep playing. I don't think the heavy stuff's going to come down for quite a while.
You're right. Anyway, the good Lord would never disrupt the best game of my life!
Name the movie. Great scene. 2779600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dan.
Dan, can you name the movie?
It is Caddyshack.
It is Caddyshack. You are absolutely correct. What would you like?
You got any pewter mug left?
I got one more pewter mug. It's yours if you want it.
Awesome, man. Thanks.
All right, hold on. Yep, Caddyshack.
The one movie everybody knows.
I would hope so. This next element, the dreaded snowstorm. The dreaded snowstorm. Your job is to name the movie. The snowstorm.
Boy, take a look at this.
What is going on?
I don't know, Phil. Perhaps it's that giant blizzard we're not supposed to get.
This is impossible.
Hey, no. Nobody honks this horn but me, okay, pal?
Go!
Go!
Hey, Commander, what's going on?
There's nothing going on. We're closing the road. Big blizzard moving in.
What blizzard? It's a couple of flakes.
Don't you listen to the weather? We got a major storm here.
I make the weather. All of this moisture coming up out of the Gulf is going to push us to the east and then I'll shoot us.
Pal, you got that moisture on your head. Now you can go back or you can go ahead and freeze to death. It's your choice. So what's it going to be?
I'm thinking.
Name the movie. That's a snowstorm moving in there. Name the movie. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, how's it going? This is Kyle.
Hi, how are you, Kyle? My name is Stan. Here's my friend Haney, who's messing around with a bunch of stuff around his computer, making all kinds of noise.
Hello, Kyle.
And there's Junior on the other side, if you're aware.
Say hello to Kyle,
he'll
Junior.
Be taking your phone call.
Hey!
Welcome to the store, Kyle.
Can you name the movie, Kyle?
I think it's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
You would be wrong.
Oh, Kyle. Here I was making all that noise, doing all that stuff for nothing.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy? No? Ahoy, who's this?
Rusty,
turn your radio down so I can hear you, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Name the movie.
The movie is... Oh, you caught me, and now I got a blank.
Let's try it again. Ahoy, ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Paul.
Paul, name the movie.
Yes, sir. Name the movie.
Turn your radio down, Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry. I love you guys. Groundhog Day.
What?
Groundhog Day.
It is. Groundhog Day.
Boy, for a second there, I thought Kyle had thrown us into a tailspin.
No kidding. What would you like, buddy?
Pewter mug.
I'm all out of the pewter mug for today. I've got shuckers.
No. Maybe I spoke too soon.
I've got shuckers. I've got tickets to the Mighty Muscles where you can get 2-for-1 beers, burgers, and hot dogs. What did I say? Shuckers. I got Stan and Haney t-shirts. I got Stan and Haney flags. I've got golf at Eagle Ridge.
Do you have a Mexican food restaurant?
I just went over the whole list of what is available today.
Oh, no. I started drinking at 2.
Right. But you still
handicapped.
So, yeah, so you're pretty much sauced right now.
I'm going to put someone on the phone. I'm gonna help him out. We're gonna go to the baseball ticket.
Huh? Okay, good idea.
Okay, well done.
Hold on. Wow.
Little too much phone for him there.
Yeah.
Had to turn it over.
Yeah. The spins started.
I'm gonna put somebody on the phone.
Last one. This is Desert Heat. Desert Heat. Name the movie.
Well, there's got to be a phone or a gas station around here somewhere, honey.
Well, all right, but if you're not back in an hour...
I'll be fine. You'll be fine. I'm sure this sort of thing happens all the time. A patrol car will be by any minute.
Over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house we go.
Ho! Ah.
1,000 bottles of beer on the wall, 1,000 bottles. Four bottles of beer. If one of those bottles should happen to fall. I love a parade. The trampling of feet that I love every beat I hear of a drum. I love a parade. I hear a band. I just want to stand and tell if they come.
We pass a goddamn gas station every 100 yards for 1,000 miles. You end up walking your ass off.
This is no way to run a desert.
I'm gonna die. That's it.
What an ass. Taxi. 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 Dead. I'm dead. Taxi. Hey, boy. I'm dying. I'm dead. I'm finished.
Mommy?
Oh, hi! Oh, hello, hey!
Name the movie. Junior's drawing a blank. He's never seen that movie before. He drawn a blank on that one.
Roadhouse.
Ahoy, who's this? Wow, this is tough today. You got people that... Ahoy, who's this?
This is Tom.
Tom, you been drinking today?
No.
Okay, good man. Good man. Can you name the movie?
National Lampoon's Vacation.
Yes, it is. Yes. What would you like?
Pinchers.
Huh?
I'm
not pressing him.
What? Put the decision maker on the phone.
Okay, there you go.
Thank you. Am I allowed?
Yeah, well,
yes, what's the issue?
Yeah,
here?
What's the issue, ma'am?
Well, because I won last time. I want Pinchers.
You won last time. How long ago did you win?
About 30. But he's from Fort Lauderdale. We're introducing you a new member to our family.
What, does he live over there? How's he going to use any prize we give him?
He's only an hour and a half away from Naples.
And he will be willing to comply with all the many rules and regulations that involve acceptance of a prize.
Yep.
Tommy?
Yes. I'm over here a lot.
Let's just give him whatever he wants.
What do you want?
The gift stick to Pinchers.
I don't have.
We don't have any tickets to Pinchers.
You want to go to Shuckers?
Shuckers, that's the one. I'm sorry.
All right.
I mean Tommy's. Sorry.
Yep.
They're happy, aren't they?
Outro, please. I got to get out of this.
I wonder if they met on the web.
They might have. You know, it's an easy commute from Naples.
It's only an hour and a half away. Let me tell you
something. Wow.
I don't care if it's the most beautiful girl in the world in Fort Lauderdale. I'm not driving an hour and a half each way all the time. Make a decision, people. And that concludes Stan's tribute to the elements.
Don't you think it ought to be?
tune in next week for some other topic. And hopefully Kyle and everybody else can get it together by then.
Sober up.
From Radio City in Estero, this is Mark Haney speaking.
The Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rockbrook.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney. 96 J-Rock.
So let me get this straight.
Yeah.
You, me, and your wife were at some sort of buffet.
Yes.
And Mark Levin was cutting prime rib.
Yes. The political commentator. But he wasn't the political commentator. He was...
like undercover.
Like a chef. An expert. And he was cutting us prime rib. And you know how like on QVC when they have the steak guy on, he presses the meat so you can see the juices flow down?
Yeah.
That's what Mark Levin was doing. And then he would give us prime rib, bone-in prime rib.
That was nice of him.
Yeah.
We'd like to thank Mark Levin for that.
Yeah. By the way, we're going to do some traffic, then we're going to check in with Maria and then Mark Haney in the news. Before we do this, I've heard that elevator music that you play when Maria's on for my entire life. Mm-hmm. Somebody wants to put it on their phone because they love it. They just don't know the name of it so that they can look it up. What is that called?
It is by a gentleman by the name of Walter Wanderley. And the name of the song is Summer Samba, and then in parentheses, So Nice.
Oh, well, it is. And we'll hear a little bit of it here in just a second. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, we got a few things on the board. In North Naples, we have a crash, Pine Ridge Road and Airport Road North. In Golden Gate, disabled vehicle, Golden Gate Parkway and 60th Street. And one more for you. It is a crash, Coronado Parkway and 50th Terrace Southwest. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you. One more in about 30 minutes.
I don't know if you've noticed, Stan, but it seems to me that we're having a heat wave.
A tropical heat wave.
Yeah.
Yep. Maria is enjoying Taco Tuesday. Last I heard a K-Rocker text us. She's 4 beers in and 6 tacos in, and she's...
Well, you got to keep the ratio.
Got to keep the ratio going. But Maria's at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria, North Naples location for Taco Tuesday.
Yes, clearly they've been watching me.
Yes, they've been keeping an eye. You just keep telling the bartender, keep them coming.
Yeah. So I have a question. It's not that I dislike the summer samba, So Nice, but maybe I could pick out my own theme music. What do you think about that?
Whoa!
I take that as a no.
Look, for 26 years in the afternoon, Mark Haney has been our musical director, and
thank you, David.
And he selects the music.
Oh, so he's the guy I got to talk to.
Now you can go on. You know, when you're off the clock, you can maybe go and talk with him and suggest something. He will take it under advisement.
That was jarring.
Okay. Yeah,
that was very jarring.
Well, I didn't know who to speak to about it.
Well, so it would be him, our musical director.
I just heard you talking. I mean, summer samba is fitting. We're at a Spanish place, you know. We could do a little dance.
What did you think would be more appropriate?
Yeah, what did you think?
Well, I don't know. I just feel like...
When you have something, you let Haney know.
Okay, I'll approach you with it with a formal proposal.
So you don't have really an idea, just something other than this.
Yeah, something kind of more snazzy.
Now, you've planted it in his head, and he may come back for your last break and surprise you with a little something.
Well, do you want to know what's actually
Oh, hold
funny?
It. He's got something the, now. He's got
well,
something
with
now.
Well, with the settings we have going, I can't even hear it.
Hold on. I'll pipe it through to you. Hold on. Let me see if I can do this. All right, hold on. Now, can you
something
hear...
Something when you hear Maria, like what you would think of.
Hold it. Hold it. Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear it.
Okay, you can hear it.
Is that
peppy enough for you?
It's kind of like ballparky.
Not
with
well,
the organ.
Well, it's an organ. I don't know about ballparky.
I don't know if this is the one, Haney, but thanks for trying. we'll discuss further at a later
Why
time.
Don't we talk about tacos and margaritas and draft
Let's
beers?
Let's talk about tacos. Yep. All of that. $2 tacos here at Felipe's. We are at the North Naples location at Logan Landings. And lots of beer. In fact, I just had a guy, Rob, he came out. He came for tacos and beer. He said the beer was nice and cold and the tacos filled him up. So that's a good thing.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
You got one more break to go?
That's right.
And we're going to check in with you again. And maybe Haney might find something that's acceptable to you.
All right. Okay. Well, no, everything's acceptable. I just think that...
Okay, we're going now. We're leaving.
Okay. All right. Okay.
How dare her? How dare her?
And here I thought I was doing her a favor.
Darn right. Mark Haney and the News. Yes, Junior?
I kind of like this one better.
I like it fine.
The Girl from Ipanema.
That's Haney's choice.
No, he made a good choice.
I understand that.
It does feel like we're having a heat wave, though.
Tropical heat wave.
Yeah.
Yep. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts. Will you shut that off? Starts right now.
There was a time before cable, when the local anchorman reigned supreme.
Jeez.
When people believed
Some guy says, since she's out there, how about tequila?
This was an age when only men were allowed to read the news. One anchorman was more man than the rest.
Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
He was like a god.
Only a couple of decades in the business.
He had a voice that could make a wolf.
I don't know really what works.
Yeah.
And suits so fine they made Sinatra look like a hobo. In other words,
Mark Haney
was no balls.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Tuesday, June 8th.
Double M, double XI.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Hard to believe that two of the biggest films of all time premiered very close to each other.
What are we talking about? Jaws and Close Encounters of the Third Kind?
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about movies that came out in 1939 that are still revered today.
I think I know.
Because they're two of the biggest of all time. Gone with the Wind hit theaters on December 15th, 1939. That is exactly 4 months after The Wizard of Oz, which premiered on August 15th, 1939. And I think they set the bar a little too high there.
Oh, yeah.
Because everything after that was a letdown.
Yeah, they'll live forever.
Mm-hmm. Stan, I know you were a fan of a sitcom called Seinfeld.
Yeah, I like Seinfeld. I was a huge fan when that was on.
Now, that starred Jerry Seinfeld as Jerry.
Yep. Yep.
How many different women did the character Jerry Seinfeld date over the course of the series?
He dated, you're a fan of the show too, aren't you?
Yeah, but probably not as much as you, though.
He dated, every episode there was a new woman that he'd have to break up with him. He probably, I don't know how many episodes, I'd say over 100.
I'd say like dozens.
I'd say over 100. There was probably 200 episodes done.
Junior wins by being vague.
How many?
He dated 66 different women over the course of the series, and they all failed.
Yeah.
You and I know this very well. Barry Manilow, he wrote the songs that made the whole world sing. Many, many hits over the years.
Yeah.
But where he first made money? Writing commercial jingles.
Oh, he was prolific at it.
Barry Manilow wrote the jingle for the classic State Farm insurance commercial, "Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there." That's probably his greatest work.
That's a biggie.
He wrote many, but State Farm is probably his biggest success. A close number two, written by Mr. Barry Manilow, "I am stuck on Band-Aid, because Band-Aid's stuck on me.
I am stuck on Band-Aids, because Band-Aid's stuck on me.
Grab a bucket of chicken." From time to time we play, he recorded a medley of them.
Yeah, but he did a ton of them.
Mm-hmm. 46 of the 50 states have at least one town or city named Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most common.
Yeah, because a lot of towns and cities have rivers, and the town's right by the side of the river.
Yep, using Stan logic, that makes perfect sense.
Thus, they're called Riverside.
Second most common name?
Springfield.
There's one in at least 34 states.
Yep, I knew that was a biggie.
Because spring happens everywhere,
mm-hmm.
and there's usually a field.
It's next to the town, there's a field. It used to be a farm.
But it was shut down, unfortunately. Willie Nelson and John Mellencamp tried to save it.
Yep.
Hey, calling it your job, old hoss,
yep.
sure don't make it right.
Yeah. I know a lot of towns, they took down those fields and put up a baseball park.
Yep.
If they ask them, they'll come.
Yeah, if they ask them.
You can take a break now if you want.
In a moment.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
How dare her? What is she? Who does she think she is around here?
Well, as usual, I rise above. The people at Forbes know about money.
Yeah, they do.
And I know it's hard to believe, but there used to be something called the music business. There's not anymore.
Not like it was.
And Forbes has determined the most valuable catalogs in music, meaning the songs by one artist or group
mm-hmm.
that have value. And they've listed the top five with the artist involved and how much they're worth.
All right.
Basically, their life's work, their catalog of songs.
You got my attention. This ought to be interesting.
At number five, and I will make a point to say that there is no mention of an Art Garfunkel here, Paul Simon.
Yeah, well, he has the publishing on him.
His catalog is worth $250 million.
I think he gave him Art Garfunkel. Paul Simon gave Art Garfunkel Bridge Over Troubled Water. Now, Paul Simon wrote the song, but he has said publicly numerous times since Art Garfunkel sings it, that's your song, I'm giving you that song.
He can afford to.
He sure can. Paul Simon has written a lot of great music.
Coming in at number four, Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
His catalog is worth $325 million.
Mm.
Coming in at number three, Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Yeah, think about it.
All those musicals.
Yep.
$350 million for their songs. Coming in at number two, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
$375 million. And at number one, who could it possibly be?
Yeah, this will be a shocker, not
the Beatles. $500 million. If you'll notice, there are no contemporary names on that list.
There is not.
Now to a story that ruffled a few feathers during the headlines. Evidently, you're supposed to wear some sort of wristband now to signify what level of physical contact you are comfortable with.
Okay, and we've already established Junior does wear a wristband.
Just following protocol.
Apparently, this is something that started with conferences. You know, like when we went to the big radio conference in New Orleans.
Right.
So a lot of these conferences have begun issuing colored wristbands so that people know how to act.
Jeez.
For instance, I guess when you arrive at the conference, you're given your choice of colored wristband. If you wear a red wristband,
yeah,
that means everyone is to stay 6 feet away from you.
Oh, let's stop. Red, stop.
Yellow means touching elbows is acceptable.
What?
And green means you're fine with handshakes, high fives, and hugs.
Is neither of those. What color's your wristband?
I asked for rosewood. That's what it said on Amazon, but it came out purple.
Well, that's what happened with that Chinese crap.
Yep, that red Chinese stuff.
It's kind of a dark purple, though.
A company called Social Bands started selling the wristbands last year.
Jeez.
But the Wall Street Journal did a big story on it this week, and they're becoming more and more popular at not just conferences, but your larger social events like weddings.
Yeah. Well, I know Haney and I both red.
Yep.
Red. That's, yeah, red. If I am uncomfortable, I'm telling you, because I got red on. And then maybe I can interchange it, because some cutie comes by, I can throw on the green.
Well, I hear if you wear red on your right wrist and green
Yes. ladies, welcome. Men, not. Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, you know, there seems to have been just an inordinate amount of just senseless violence recently.
Yep.
And it's happening in places where you'd think you'd be okay, that you'd be immune from that kind of nonsense, but no. A 23-year-old gentleman by the name of Ngai Lincoln Jr.
Nothing like his daddy.
Was mini-golfing with two friends in Ocean City, Maryland on Sunday. And they got into an altercation on the mini-golf course.
I can see that happening with him.
Now, it's not clear what sparked the altercation.
Probably nothing.
But we do know it occurred at Nick's Jurassic Golf. And it ended with Ngai pulling out a knife and stabbing both of his friends.
Jeez.
One was treated at the scene, the other taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. However, Ngai Lincoln Jr. is facing a ton of charges, including first-degree assault and reckless endangerment. I don't care what happened during a game of mini golf.
Nope. Nothing. Nothing like his daddy. Junior. He dropped the junior. Dropped the whole family name.
And get a haircut.
Yep.
And that's the news for today, Tuesday, June 8th.
Double M, double X, I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mikey Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
She's got one more break. Let's see what we can find.
Yeah, hope we get a little bit of an attitude change when we check in with Maria again. How dare her? How dare her? We'll be back.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney, thank you so much for spending your afternoon with us. Greatly appreciated. Al Beck coming in at 6 o'clock. He'll take you through your evening. Get one more look at traffic, and then we'll check in with Maria one final time over there at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria. Traffic brought to you by Firehouse Subs, 3 Lee County locations, Fort Myers and Cape Coral. All right, let's check out North Naples. We have a crash, Naples Boulevard and Pine Ridge Road. Another one in North Naples, a crash with injuries, 600 block of Seagate Drive in East Naples. Crash, 5200 block of Dixie Drive, and in the Estates, we have a crash, 1500 block of 27th Street Southwest, and you are up to date. Let's check one more time with Maria, who is enjoying Taco Tuesday at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria, North Naples location. Hi, Maria.
Hi.
Would you like some music?
Yeah. I can't hear anything.
Oh, here it goes.
What do we got this time?
Here
we go.
Here, that should be better.
Yeah.
Ooh. Oh, I like this one. Oh, yeah. This is a good one.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, Taco Tuesday here at Felipe's Mexican Taqueria in North Naples. We're at the Logan Landings location until 6 o'clock. I do have to give a shout-out to Larry. He's a big K-Rock listener. He couldn't be here, so he sent his wife, who's great. She came and saw me last time we were here, so I have to say hello to Larry.
Is she taking a sack of tacos home?
You know, I don't know if she's getting food. I'm assuming that she is, but I know she's sitting at the bar right now. We've got a good K-Rock crew in there at the bar right now.
Yeah, Larry can't make it, so the wife's going to go down there saying she's getting tacos, but is sitting up at the bar.
So she's going to have a beer for him.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a good position to be in. But we've got 96 cents beers. Actually, all draft beers are on special for 96 cents, $5 margaritas, and $2 tacos, too. And so we're only going to be here till 6. That is when the specials end. So if you're in the area, come on by.
All right. You like this music better, huh?
Yeah, this one's pretty good.
Okay. Thank it's you, cool. Maria.
Thank you, guys.
We'll see you.
All right.
What do you got for us? Okay. Let's laugh a little bit, shall we? We can use it. Classic Comedy is brought to you by Best Home Services. Appointments available now.
GetBest.com.
Hey, I saw something interesting today on social media. Somebody posted a very strong political opinion. What? And somebody replied, "Good point, I changed my mind." Here's something I've learned about social media. The expression "just saying" ain't never preceded by a compliment. When I tweet, I never want to try to sound too young, but I also don't want to sound too old. And I saw Metallica in concert. They're great. And I wanted to tweet that they were great, but I didn't want to come off like an old fuddy-duddy. But I also didn't want to try to sound like a young whippersnapper. So I settled on, boy, these fellas sure know had a boogie. I think I hit the sweet spot. All my followers thought I was the cat's pajamas.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we're back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We're the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Which decade had the best music? Now, both Haney and I agree the 70s had the best music.
Hands down. Think about what the 70s included.
Well, according to a recent survey, so disagree with this. It was the 1980s.
Mm-mm.
Followed, they say, extremely closely by the 1970s. So far, the current decade is dead last. 80s wins just by a nose over the 70s. And they put together, this is pretty cool. Here are the number one songs for the year. Little samples from 1980 to 1989. These songs were number one for the year.
Chance.
look like an Egyptian.
You see, the farther you get from the 70s.
I will say one thing. Junior might be wearing his colored wristbands now as to the level of contact he'd like with people. More details in less than an hour. One thing I did notice, and if we constantly, Haney, are trying to teach him, constantly, and I just noticed this the other day, we finally convinced him to stop wearing skinny jeans. He wears normal jeans now.
And I can't fit into them anymore.
For good reason. Yeah, I wear regular jeans.
I got too fat.
There's no need for skinny jeans on a man.
Just wait till I slim down.
Yeah, sure.
Well, when's that in order happen? To do that, you have to be sorry that you got fat.
Yeah. I'm sorry that I got fat. I will slim down.
Oh, God.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I'm dieting. I'm working out.
You have to stop eating fatty
foods.
I stopped eating fatty
foods. Like McDonald's, Burger King,
White
Castles.
All that. It's not even White Castle here.
You're lucky, huh?
Yeah, actually.
Can we have some laughter now? It wouldn't hurt.
We're going to party!
It's 4 o'clock fluffer time. Mark?
Stan?
Everyone?
Honey, I'm home.
Hi.
Hi, ladies.
Marvel added 5 new Avenger characters
so excited. He's like nuts about this.
To the Marvel Cinematic Universe last year.
Woo!
And word on the street is it was so successful they may expand even further.
Oh, my.
Woo!
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
suggestions for new Avengers.
Ooh, top suggestions for new Avengers.
Woo!
That guy who can jump real high.
Not bad, huh?
Millennial Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I just got my 3rd earring done. And the lady pierced my ear.
Whatever you're saying must be important to you.
She freaked out and cried like a baby.
The Fantastic Fornicators. Lady Lab Leak.
That's nasty.
Lady Lab Leak.
The Marvelous Mrs. Macrame.
You know, I'm just stopping you from doing this to me again.
Uh-huh. Not even a little bit.
Iron. They, them.
Oh.
Captain Anti-Vaxxer. And finally, the very top suggestion for new Avengers.
Yes?
Gender fluid Aquaman.
Motherfucker! Take it outside! If you want to call me sir again, I will show you a f- sir!
I apologize.
Motherfucker!
Hey! Jeez.
And that, my friend,
is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.